MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for the first day of fall 2025, Monday, September 22. The trash strike is over, and Saugus gets a shiny new fire engine. Sunny today near 70, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 12:20 p.m. The 81-day strike of Republic Services workers finally came to an end Friday morning. In a joint statement, the trash hauler and Teamsters Local 25 said they reached a 5-year collective bargaining agreement ending the strike that started July 1 after earlier negotiations stalled. The Teamsters said the new contract improves wages and benefits around dental, audiology, and vision care, among other terms of employment, but did not specify further. Republic told the Salem News, the sister paper of the Gloucester Times, that it would not disclose the contract's terms. This was one of the longest strikes in Local 25 history and the longest Republic Services strike. The strike affected Gloucester, Manchester-by-the-Sea, and 12 other greater Boston communities. Regular trash and recycling collections will resume today in Gloucester and Manchester-by-the-Sea. ItemLive.com is reporting that Saugus Town Manager Scott Crabtree and Fire Chief Michael Newberry are thrilled to announce the arrival of a state-of-the-art, that is, a ladder fire apparatus that will significantly improve the Saugus Fire Department's ability to safely respond to emergencies and provide a major benefit to residents for years to come. The Tower Fire Apparatus, called Tower 1, is a specialized vehicle that comes equipped with a bucket at the end of the boom that can be raised to 100 feet and allows firefighters to safely handle rescue operations at great heights. The Tower 1 bucket can be lowered or extended out horizontally to assist firefighters with water rescues and other emergency responses. The vehicle also boasts T3 rear steering that offers increased maneuverability and a better turning radius in tight spaces, a backup camera, and numerous enhanced public safety features. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
Caitlin D. reports in the Newbury Report Daily News. With National Fire Prevention Week right around the corner, local fire departments are preparing to open their doors to the public for open houses. Running from October 5 to 11, National Fire Prevention Week is celebrated across the country. Locally, the Salisbury and Amesbury Fire Departments will welcome locals into their stations to teach them about fire safety. The Salisbury Fire Department will open its doors on October 10, while the Amesbury Fire Department is hosting people the day after. Salisbury Fire Deputy Chief Andrew Murphy said the open house will offer the chance to interact with firefighters, enjoy Kona ice, learn how to get out of a burning house, and much more. And Salem Mayor Dominic Pangelo has been appointed by Governor Maura Healey to join the Massachusetts Ocean Advisory Commission, an 18-member body that guides the state's efforts to protect and manage its ocean resources. Red Sox and Patriots both lost yesterday. Sox play in Toronto tomorrow, and the Patriots host Carolina on Sunday. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom Nicastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.